I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
Okay, now that wasn't my grandma. That's
what have I been saying for the last 4 minutes?
There's my grandma.
That's a grandpapa.
It's the grannies.
Yes.
Not the grannies. God damn, that's funny. hello there.
Don, try to contain your enthusiasm.
Don and Mike show, who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Marcy.
Hi there, Marcy. And where are you from?
Las Vegas.
Beautiful. Thank you for listening. What's your grandmama's name?
Marilyn.
Marilyn. Do you have a phone number for that, Rob?
Yeah, I have two here.
Yeah.
All right, which number should we use?
Well, the home to try. I don't know where she is.
Thank you. Thanks for your participation.
Let's go here. Hi there. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
This is Julie.
Yes, hello. Hello, Julie. You almost sound like Kathleen Turner.
Hello. We're Liza.
Oh, did you see Kathleen Turner's going to be on Law and Order tonight?
She really?
She's playing a defense attorney.
Lots of close-ups.
I'm perhaps a prosecutor.
What's happened to her nose?
Julie.
Yes.
Hi there. What's your grandmama's name?
Jane.
How old is Jane, Julie?
Oh, you're going to get me in trouble. She's 71.
71. All right,
that's
very good.
Good.
Youngest so far.
All right, now. Jane, stop this crazy thing.
Hey, Rob,
Rob's getting her on the phone.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Rob.
Thanks for the magazine, Rob.
So you've got a couple of choices here for her with the categories. you know, I'm looking for Randy and Racy myself. I don't want to influence the competition.
I know.
Yeah.
We got the physical challenge.
We probably have to get to Randy and Racy before the competition's over.
Oh, definitely. Volume, talent.
Why don't you tell old some of the grannies that they'll get extra credit if they pick Randy and Racy?
I'm sure she'd be willing to.
Because it's totally subjective.
Any luck?
I hate to say this, but she hasn't made it to the phone yet.
Jane hasn't made it to the phone yet, Julie.
I hope nothing's happened.
She is, she's ambulatory, isn't she?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
But she thinks about answering the phone before she does it, so.
Thinks about answering the phone.
She picked up the phone.
Don't we all in a way?
Mm-hmm. And then it dropped and the line went dead.
Not really.
Oh, dear.
It was just
cruel.
A joke.
No worries.
How wonderfully cruel that was, Rob.
Hello there,
She's had a fall.
Horrible.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Radio God.
Hi, who's this?
This is Chris.
Hi there. Chris, where are you from?
I'm from Rochester.
Beautiful. All right, Chris, your grandmama, what's her name?
Janet.
How old is she?
73.
73-year-old Janet. Let's try to get her on the phone.
Go right ahead.
Calling Janet now.
Like he says, go right ahead like he's daring us.
I dare you. I double dog dare you.
Okay. I hope she hasn't been drinking yet.
Is it a good magazine, Mike?
It's fantastic.
Good.
This might be one of the best yet if she's been drinking.
Now, is she really a boozer?
Occasionally. When my grandfather decides to, he drinks a little too much 10 high and gets her involved.
Yeah, I'm looking for Janet, please.
Here we go.
10 high.
This is Rob from the Don and Mike radio show calling on the advice of your grandson, Chris.
There you
oh,
go.
Jesus.
It's an interesting way
he's
of putting
gonna,
it.
He's going to kick my ass.
Do you want to do a grampy, do you?
What?
Now, hold on 1 second, sir. Do you want to do a grandfather?
Sure.
Sir, well, your grandson Chris called our radio show.
He'll have to do the Racy and Randy.
Yes.
Oh, he'll be all down for that.
All right, good.
Although, you know, no, that's really, well, at this point.
Well, you've already
show,
given
though,
your blessing.
Yeah. It's not really.
But really, it would be quite a ripoff if he won, but we can just have him do it as an exhibition.
Yeah. So help me, he said, sock it to me.
All right, very good. What's your what's your grandfather's name, Chris?
Frank.
Hi, let's Frank.
Hey, Frank.
How are we doing?
Hello, Frank.
Yeah.
Frank. You got
you Randy and Racy.
Yeah, I am awake, Chris. I am awake.
All right, now, here's the deal. Sir, I don't know if you were aware of this, that the Grammy Awards are on TV tonight. We're doing something on our show called The Grannies. Now
The Grannies. We've had grandmothers on, but since I guess Janet wasn't available.
Grandpappy.
What?
Grandpappy's okay.
Yeah, well, we're gonna have you on as kind of an exhibition.
Now we have a bunch of categories: physical challenge, Racy and Randy, volume, talent, bonus challenge, and wild card. You've been pre-selected for Racy and Randy. Now, this is something that we will do off the air with you. Let me explain to you what the category is: Racy and Randy. Well, we're going to have one more grandma do this to find out who's better at this.
Mm-hmm. You mean like the Racy and Randy category?
Yeah. What we'd like, sir, is different euphemisms for intercourse. Now, of course, we don't want you to say these words on the radio.
We would violate our license if we did that. This has to be done off the air.
We will put you on hold and let you talk to one of our Time Life operators for 30 seconds.
Depending on the number you come up with, if we get a grandmother to compete with you, if you have the most, you could be the winner and knock all the ladies out of the competition.
When it's time to report on the different words you've come up with, we will use initials. Do you follow?
Go ahead.
Okay. Well,
all right. We're going to put you on hold, Frank, and we're going to put you on with Joe. Is that what we're doing this
with? Yeah, I think so. Joe, would you pick up line four? Or, let's trust this to John.
John. All right.
This is not a job for Joe.
All right. We'll put John. John, are you there?
Here. John's on line four. All right. 30 seconds and go. Now, at this point, John is just on the phone with this guy's grandpa.
He's going to be writing them down as Frank comes up with his terms for making whoopee.
Love.
Intercourse.
Sex.
Now, of course, you've got, F. That's a good one. Screw is another good one. Mm-hmm. There's BF.
Do the nasty. Would that be acceptable?
Yes.
Bone.
Humping. I've always
boning.
Fond of.
Porking. And, hold on a second. That's 30. Stop
that's
there.
30 seconds. Stop him, John.
Stop it, Johnny.
Stop.
Bring the tablet in the Don.
Now here comes Grandpa. Grandpa, please don't say anything. The list is being brought into the studio. How do you feel about your response?
John, how did he do?
He didn't want to play.
Oh, no.
Hey,
Grandpa.
Killing me.
I got a big fat zero.
Oh, so zero. That, you didn't play the game, Frank?
No, sir.
Why, sir? Sir, may I ask why?
No particular reason.
Okay, no, but you didn't feel like
I've got a mouthful of bean soup right now.
you have
that'll
a
do it.
He has a mouthful of bean soup right now. Didn't feel like playing it.
Love you anyway, Grandpa.
My pleasure, Christopher.
You do sound like you have a mouthful of bean. Nice chatting with you, Frank.
I think he's gone.
See, old man.
Yeah, get mad at him.
You seem nice.
Thanks for the chance, guys.
Hey, he agreed.
No, actually, Chris was the one that said he'll say bring it on.
Right.
Bad call.
Right.
Okay, well, that's a bad grandpa. That's a very bad grandpa.
That's a normal grandpa right there.
Now listen.
I got a mouthful of bean soup. You call with that smut? You crap mongers?
Buzz, I'm going to have to, what?
What?
I know there's important news, but today's the day we're just going to have to continue this.
Right.
One more segment on this.
We have to get somebody to play the Randy and Racy.
Yes, we do. Well, God, here's what they all are. A physical challenge will be you sit down on the telephone and as many jumping jacks as we can hear you do.
Mm-hmm.
Randy and Racy
that could result in a fatality. That would be exciting.
Volume would be the grandmother who could scream the loudest.
Okay.
Talent would be singing. We've gone through that.
Mm-hmm.
Wild card, tell us a joke.
Wow.
And then we have the bonus challenge. Tell us about your car.
Fantastic.
So many good categories, but the problem is old people are so goddamn slow. And then you get like the grandpa on the phone.
Of course,
and then,
you could also have, along with tell us about your car, tell us the best experience you've had recently at a restaurant.
He
was
bonus.
So nice.
So we'll take. Listen, let's see if we can get a real grandma to play.
Are we at the stage now that if we get a real grandma to play Randy and Racy and you're satisfied with it, that could be the big winner?
I think so.
I think so, too.
I think so.
I think that'd be nice.
Although the bonus challenge might be nice with another grandma as well.
Tell us about your car, dear.
We'll be right back, okay?